NBC emphasis. Time off. This Bill Cullen, back in a minute with a new look at a pastime that's no longer a pastime. The great radio heroes.
John? John, what are you doing to my refrigerator?
I'm putting a padlock on it, that's what.
Will you stop that?
I will not. Somebody's been getting at my coffee, Rich.
I've been feeding it to Nature Boy.
Who's Nature Boy?
Our cat, silly.
Ooh, I hate that monster.
Well, you two would get along a lot better if you just try to be more friendly with him. Why don't you get him something to play with?
I'll bring him a dog in the morning. Look out, here he comes.
Here, Nature Boy. Here, sweetie. There you are. Okay, John, you can get out off that ladder now.
What'd you do to him? He's like a kitten.
I just gave him a saucer of coffee, Rich. He knows it tastes better than cream, and it changes his disposition.
Sure does.
That's because it puts more flavor into anything you pour it on. Cereals, fruits, coffee, anything. Maybe in time, it'll change your disposition.
Now, wait a minute.
Coffee Rich costs less, too. And it's got fewer calories per ounce than cream. Look at Nature Boy lap it up.
I'm still going to put a padlock on the refrigerator.
That was Don Amici and Francis Langford in The Bickersons, sponsored by Coffee Rich. Discover new liquid non-dairy Coffee Rich at your grocer's freezer. It comes in the blue and white carton.
Hi, this is Bill Cullen, emphasis time off. All across the nation, every day at 5 o'clock, Americans used to listen to the radio to keep up with not the latest news, but the latest events in the fantasy life of the radio heroes that are no longer with us. In fact, they're so completely a part of the past that a new book has just been published called The Great Radio Heroes, written by Jim Harmon. Mr. Harmon has a love of trivia and an imagination and asks the reader to return to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Gangbusters!
Calling the police, calling the G-men, calling all Americans to war on the underworld.
One man's family. One Man's Family is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. Tonight we present...
The Green Hornet.
And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reif. Well, sir, it's about mid-morning as we enter the small house after all.
A new Carlton Morse adventure thriller. I Love a Mystery.
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother!
The key to that brand of radio serial was the way it was played on the imagination of the audience. The more it got away from fact and the more it provoked the imagination, the more evocative radio serials became. It worked especially well in shows such as The Inner Sanctum, Stay Tuned for Terror, The Haunting Hour, The Sealed Book, Weird Circle, and Suspense. All played to fear and the unknown, like The Hermit's Cave. Bottom of the barrel voice came on and told you to turn off your lights, turn them off, and listen. Now no one wants to turn off the lights. Today's audience wants to see what's happening as well as hear what's going on. This is true not only in radio and television, but in literature, drama, and day-to-day attitudes. In those yesteryears of the great heroes of radio, we fed our fantasy life on heroes who all had one thing in common. Since they were on radio, none of them could be seen. All had to be imagined. Now the ones we see are a more skeptical bunch, but then aren't we all?
You can relax now, friends. This story is over. But still another plot is being formed for our next session in the Inner Sanctum.
Bill Cullen, NBC emphasis.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Faster, smoother, too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day, as millions do.
Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum.
This is Dr. Joyce Brothers, Emphasis, Mind Over Matter.
I'll be with you in the next hour with a psychological analysis of people and the times.